online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, significant delays are being experienced at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department, which in turn is putting pressure on bed availability. A man remains in hospital after being assaulted in Letterkenny on Sunday. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing after a man was injured in a hit-and-run quad incident in the Ballintra area. An emergency grant scheme is now available for Mica homeowners in need of urgent remediation works. And Councillor Patrick McGowan has been elected as the new Cathaoirleach of the Lifford-Stranorter Order Municipal District. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news though, significant delays are being experienced at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department, which in turn is putting pressure on bed availability. Yesterday, 152 people attended the ED. All the available beds at the hospital are currently in use. Emma Ryan has more.
The CLT University Healthcare Group says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days, with high number of patients presenting, resulting in pressure being put on bed availability, with all available beds at the hospital in use. 28 patients are currently on trolleys in the emergency department, with a further 11 facing very long waiting times in the respiratory receiving unit. The hospital also continues to be impacted by COVID-19. As of 8 a.m. this morning, there were 10 patients with the virus receiving treatment. The hospital has apologised for the inconvenience and distress the delays cause. People are advised that those who are seriously injured or ill are assessed and treated as a priority. If your health problem is not an emergency, you are asked to contact your GP or the Now Doc in the first instance.
A man remains in hospital after being assaulted in Letterkenny on Sunday. Gardaí on patrol discovered the injured man lying on a footpath in the High Road area shortly before 11:20 p.m. Garda Grainne Doherty says they are seeking a man they believe to have been involved.
As part of their investigation, Gardaí are interested in any sightings of a man in the area around that time. He is described as having a dark complexion. He's approximately 5'6" tall, of thin build, in his late teens. He had short, dark hair. It was short on the back and sides, but with the curly hair then on the top of his head. He had no facial hair, and he was wearing a black T-shirt. This man was believed to have been in the company of a female who was wearing a white jacket. She had a black top, black trousers, and long, dark or black hair. So this man is believed then to have left the scene. Following the assault, he travelled on foot up the High Road, so up in the direction of the hospital roundabout. We appeal to anybody who witnessed the assault firstly, or anybody who observed the male as described in the area around that time, to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167 100. We would also like to appeal to anybody who travelled on the High Road between 11 p.m. and 11:45 p.m, anybody who had a dash cam. If they could make that footage available to us, we would appreciate it. The Garda confidential line may be reached on 1800 666 111. We have also been made aware that a male nurse stopped at the scene to offer assistance to this injured male, and we would like to speak to him if he could make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny also.
Councillor Patrick McGowan has been elected as the new Cathaoirleach of the Lifford-Stranorter Municipal District for the coming year. At today's AGM in Lifford, councillors unanimously agreed to elect Councillor McGowan. Councillor Liam Doherty has been elected as the Vice-Chair of the Municipal District. This is Councillor McGowan's third time in the role, and he says 100% Mica redress and addressing the challenges of the unprecedented housing crisis in the county will be top of his priority list.
Very, very honoured to be there. The second last chair for this term. Like, and as I say, this was part of an all-party agreement with the full county council, and that also was part of the MD, where we have divided out the 5 years over five members, so five of us will get the opportunity to be chair Cathaoirleach of the MD. So I'm delighted today, and obviously congratulating outgoing Cathaoirleach Councillor Gerry Crawford, you know, and sort of outline our work that all of us, we work as a team, we have the staff and we have the members, so we'll all do our best. We're working on very tight budgets and very pressing times. We're coming out of COVID. We've still to do with the Mica defective blocks, and we've just a lot of challenges. But we can't be forgetting about housing as well. We have a crisis in housing with so many people waiting lists, like trying to get council houses, trying to get even flats, apartments, vans, private houses, just anywhere at all, they had a roof over their heads, and we just need to be working harder, as I said. We need to work harder and smarter to try and do it. With new challenges, well, there's no point in looking back, and just need to get on with it. We need to get land, we need to purchase land, we need to start building houses as soon as possible. The other things, we have footpaths, road issues out there, like, you know, but if we work as a team, if everybody works together, leave the politics outside the door, the elections are long over, and just work. You know, we're all local, we all love in our local community, we know what all the challenges are, like, so there's nothing new to us, but I do believe we have a good team here, you know, right from the staff that works out on the roads, or the planning staff and everybody else, you know, we work as a team, and I think that's an important thing.
A third attempt to recall the Northern Ireland Assembly got underway today. Storming parties have been meeting with top civil servants as the political stalemate continues 5 weeks after Assembly elections. The DUP has reiterated it won't go back to power sharing until large parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol have been changed. The party's leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, says the post-Brexit trading agreement is threatening jobs and is driving up the cost of products on shop shelves. But Sinn Féin leader in the North, Michelle O'Neill, says all parties urgently need to get back to work.
The rest of the parties who actually want to agree a programme for government, agree a budget, prioritise your health service, prioritise and put money in people's pockets. Because even as we speak today, whilst there's been announcements from Treasury over the course of recent weeks, we still don't know, and Connor, as our finance minister, still doesn't know how that money's actually going to get into people's pockets.
An emergency grant scheme is now available for Mica homeowners in need of urgent remediation works. Homeowners can claim up to €5,000 if they have progressed through stage one of the current Mica redress scheme. Applications for the grant scheme are now open through Donegal County Council's website. Councillor Martin McDermott, chair of Donegal County Council's Mica redress committee, says it is a vital resource for those affected.
The grant is something that was announced back in February, that there would be an emergency grant of €5,000 for people to do remediation to their home, emergency remediation. It will be accessed through your same password and ID that you would have for your Mica application. You have to be stage one approved to be able to get the €5,000. It's done in a grant scheme where you would have to pay the €5,000 out and then reclaim the €5,000 back to a maximum of €5,000. You can do works for less than €5,000 if you wish, but the maximum will be €5,000. That will also need a cert of from an engineer, just to say what works has to be done. So it's important for the families that this opens up. It's important for people that are, you know, living in houses at the minute, and there are quite a substantial amount of them that need emergency remediation very, very quickly. So I think it's good to see this opened up, and hopefully now people can get some emergency work done to their house very, very quickly, especially over now the summer months.
Investigations are continuing after a man was injured in a hit-and-run quad incident in the Ballintra area. At around 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, a man was struck by a quad as it attempted to undertake a number of vans as a farmer was moving cattle. The man's injuries are said to not be life-threatening. Garda Grainne Dougherty is warning people of the dangers of quads.
They're powerful machines, and they have the potential to severely or even fatally injure somebody. And if used on a public road, they're subject to the same rules that apply to all other mechanically propelled vehicles. So they must be registered, taxed, in a roadworthy condition. They must comply with standard road regulations, and the driver must hold the relevant driving licence and also be fully insured to drive the vehicle. And perhaps that's something that people aren't aware of, but should be aware of.
And the same age limitations as well, because obviously on private land, sometimes quad may be driven by someone who perhaps isn't 17, 18. And obviously we can't make any assumptions as to what the case is in this instance. Mm-hmm. But it does happen on private lands that people underage do drive them. They cannot go on the open road.
No, certainly not, no.
Gardaí, meanwhile, are appealing for information relating to an early morning crash in Malinhead yesterday. A silver Audi A4 with a partial registration of 09D247 crashed into a field at Ballylin at around 1:15 a.m. Substantial damage was caused to the car. However, upon arriving at the scene, Gardaí discovered that the driver had fled. It's believed that the car was travelling from Malintown towards Lag at the time of the collision. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have been travelling in the area at the time and who may have captured the vehicle on their dashcam, or who observed anyone on foot, to come forward. A Donegal woman has been elected as the new mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. Councillor Sandra Duffy, who's originally from Burnfoot, takes over the role from Councillor Graham Warwick. Owen Murphy has more.
The new mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Sandra Duffy, has committed to represent all the people of the council area over the next 12 months with a special focus on tackling the cost of living crisis and doing all she can to help communities and families at this difficult time. The Donegal native says she is humbled to take on the role. SDLP Councillor Angela Dobbins has been announced as Deputy Mayor. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, says he is looking forward to working closely with his party colleagues as he enters his final weeks as Cathaoirleach. Councillor Murray says he is aware of how passionate she is about working towards the betterment of her adopted city.
Well, the former mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council has quit the DUP. Councillor Graham Warwick released a statement last night saying he had told the DUP of his decision to leave the party and move forward with a new political pathway. It's understood that Councillor Warwick will continue in his capacity on the council as an independent. He says his decision to leave the DUP and to pursue his political career independently was made in close consultation with the electorate, his family, friends and wider community. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will unveil a statue of the late SDLP leader and former MEP John Hume in the European Parliament in Strasbourg later today. The Parliament's president will also be at the unveiling of the bronze bust, which was made by Dublin-based sculptor Liz O'Kane, who is originally from Northern Ireland. Midlands North West MEP Colin Markey says the Parliament's decision to honour Mr Hume's legacy by displaying the sculpture on its premises is very, very important.
John Hume was one of people who got the whole concept of the EU being a peace project. When he became an MEP originally, he stood on the bridge at Kiel, which was the junction between France and Germany, which was, for him, was symbolic in terms of the peace project that it was. But on another level, he got it in terms of somewhere like Ireland, where when you moved on to a European stage, local issues and local tensions could be left behind in one common European project.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. The Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman is out of tomorrow night's Nations League meeting with Ukraine. The Everton fullback has sustained a groin injury. Manager Stephen Kenny says it's too soon to know if the Donegal man will miss Ireland's other two matches this month. Saturday's loss away to Armenia ended an 8-game unbeaten run, but Kenny's ruled out knee-jerk reactions to his team selection.
Just because we've had a setback, and it is a setback, doesn't mean completely leave half your team out because of the setback. I think, yeah, you're right, that we put freshness because maybe some players were not fully fit, having not played in 4 or 5 weeks going in, and then can they go again? So these are dilemmas, but we wouldn't expect wholesale changes.
England will continue their Nations League campaign tonight after a loss on Saturday to Hungary. Gareth Southgate's side are in Munich for a meeting with Germany. And the same group, Italy, take on Hungary. Both matches kick off at 7:45. Well, the United Arab Emirates can take a step closer to a first World Cup since 1990. They play Australia and Qatar, with the winners of that game playing Peru for a place in the finals. Friday's SSE Air Tristy League Premier Division game between Finn Harps and Bohemians has been postponed. This is after Bohemians goalkeeper James Talbot was called up to the Republic of Ireland squad. The game between St Patrick's Athletic and Shamrock Rovers, which was originally scheduled for Friday, will now be played on Monday, June 27th. Dustin Johnston says he's chose what's best for his family in resigning from the PGA Tour to join the new Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour. The former world number one will be ineligible for future Ryder Cups as a result. Sergio Garcia, Kevin Nye, Charles Schwartzel and Louis Tazen have also resigned from the PGA Tour, while six-time major winner Phil Mickelson, who also plays this week, says he will not be resigning from the tour and he intends to play the majors. They all will be in the field at the Chitrinian Club in London this week for the first event on the controversial tour, as will Portrushman Graham McDowell. Despite criticism of the new tour when it comes to sports washing and players being attracted by greater financial reward, McDowell feels this is an opportunity for golf.
I mean, I think there's a space in golf for the traditional 72-hole format, but there's also a space in the game for something fresh and new. Shorter playing windows, kind of like 2020 cricket, if you like. I mean, I think, you know, we look at the cricket model and we look at the success they've had with the IPL in 2020. And I think there's a lot of what we're trying to do here that we feel like it's better for the fan. It's better for the players.
In racing, dual Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Album Photo was retired today by trainer Willie Mullins. He won the race in 2019 and 2020. Along with stablemate Mellon, he will go on to a career in eventing and show jumping. As we know, there's another busy weekend ahead on the GA front with second round qualifiers, including Donegal against Armagh and Clonus. That's a game we'll have fully live for you here in Highland this coming Sunday as from the 4 o'clock throw-in. These two sides know each other very well, having met twice already in the final National League game in Letterkenny before the championship opener in Balbuffet at the end of May, where Donegal won in impressive fashion. But Donegal's disappointing defeat against Derry in the Ulster final, coupled with Armagh's fine one over Tyrone in the qualifiers, suggests that this Sunday's game could be another intriguing encounter. Here's Highland's big match analyst, Martin McHugh.
No, not the draw that either county would have wanted, but probably the plus side is that whatever team wins it will be in a very good position going into the quarter-final. Now, I did look back at the Donegal-Derry match on video, and I just felt that Donegal were too afraid to be turned over, that they really forgot to attack altogether. So I would expect them to change their style of football and really go for it like they did against Armagh and Balbuffet. The other big question from a Donegal point of view is, will they push up on Ethan Rafferty's kickouts and put a lot of pressure on him the same way as they did the last day? Now, I was at the Tyrone Armagh match and Ethan Rafferty came forward and kicked two of the best scores we had in the game. His kickouts were very good, so he's worked really hard on that. Now, will Donegal allow him to create the extra player out the field and everything else? So all these things, big questions. How Donegal match up as well? Rian O'Neill, even though he played at, named it full forward, spent most of his time nearly back in the full back line. Just like, I mean, what we had with Donegal the last day, where Michael Murphy spent most of his time in the middle of the park. I expect both of them this time to spend more time on the edge of the square than anything else. Really looking forward to it. I think Donegal are the better footballers and I think they'll come out on top.
Finally in rugby, Jack Carty has been ruled out of Ireland's summer tour of New Zealand. The Connacht out half has undergone surgery in England on a wrist injury. Carty came off the bench in February's Six Nations game away to France. That's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And we're turning to some news. There's calls for urgent action to address traffic concerns in Burton Port. Long-awaited improvements to the pier in Burton Port are now underway, but local councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says the area has become incredibly congested, particularly for those travelling to Arnmore Island. Councillor McGill-Osbach says a more workable traffic management plan needs to be implemented.
The place is congested, and added to that there were those that were going to school every day getting picked up and dropped off. I'm at the port at Jokoran at least a couple of times a week, and I see it for myself. And look, all these things have to happen. All these things is fantastic news for the area, but I would like to have seen a more workable traffic management plan put in place. I've been on to the council about this here, and I've been raising it for quite a while, just how important it is that we try to look at some system that works for everybody. Granted, people are very patient. They see that there is work taking place, but at the same time, the congestion that is taking place, especially over the bank holiday weekend, I don't think it's acceptable at all. We have businesses there, you know, you have the coffee dock, you have other businesses there selling crafts and that. So it's important that the congestion doesn't impact on their business as well. But that said, I think the council needs to sit down. They need to look at what's happening on the ground when it's at peak times, and we need to put some system in place. Now, that might be a one-way system. We do have the luxury of a road coming in and a road coming out at Galchahonan, but something has to be put in place because we have a long summer. We're just at the beginning of it. It looks like we might have more of a footfall, and what we need to do is make sure that everybody's kept safe, but that the flow of traffic isn't being held back. Somebody was on to me over the weekend saying that it took her at least half an hour to get out of Alchaharan over the weekend, and her under pressure as it was, and that's just one story. That's not acceptable. What we need to do is put a proper plan in place.
With a nice sunny spells and a few showers today, rain will gradually spread through this evening with highest temperatures ranging from 16 to 20 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening. Significant delays are being experienced at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department, which in turn is putting pressure on bed availability. Yesterday, 152 people attended the emergency department. A man remains in hospital after being assaulted in Letterkenny on Sunday last. Gardaí on patrol discovered the injured man lying on a footpath in the High Road area shortly before 11:20 p.m. Councillor Patrick McGowan has been elected as the Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorna Municipal District for the coming year. At today's AGM in Lifford, councillors unanimously agreed to elect Councillor McGowan. And an emergency grant scheme is now available for Mica homeowners in need of urgent remediation works. Homeowners can claim up to €5,000 if they have progressed through stage one of the current Mica redress scheme. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, June the 7th. The death has taken place of Gerard Harley, Rathdonnell, Letterkenny. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, going to St Columbus, Kilmacrenan for Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. The funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the oncology ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Johnny McGinley, 2 Letterkenny Road, Lifford, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, Donegal Branch, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Kathleen Deaney, St Bridget's Terrace, Kerrykeel. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest at Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, going to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Kerrykeel, for rosary and to repose overnight. The church will remain open until 9 o'clock for those who wish to pay their respects. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Glenvar Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Milford and Kerrykeel Parish Facebook page. House private, please. The death has taken place of Paddy McDermott, Ballinaboe, Glen Ely. Remains reposing at his home. Paddy's funeral Mass will take place on Thursday afternoon at 12 noon in St Mary's Church at Boken Culdaff, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on culdaffparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Ard Evin Carndonagh, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Eamon Campbell, Ballinacore, Crossroads, Killigordon, formerly of Loch Gill and Maharat, County Derry. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church at Crossroads, Killigordon at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the St Patrick's Church Crossroads at Killigordon Facebook page. The death has taken place of Frances McClure, Gort Cally, Kerrykeel. Her remains are reposing at her home. Wake private, family, friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon in Fannett Presbyterian Church, Kerrykeel. Cremation to follow in Lakelands at Crematorium Cavan. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service can be viewed live on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Annie Grant, formerly of Crockglass, Quigley's Point, and late of Teeve na Cill, Moville. Her remains are reposing at her late nephew, the late Dan Coyle's residence, Maharalan, Quigley's Point. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Drung, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Joe Moore, 50 Innisfree Garden Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception Strabane at 10:00, interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.